The suspect is a PhD student. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. 28-year-old Brian Christopher Koberger facing four counts of first-degree murder in the November stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students, in addition to felony burglary charges. Koberger is studying for a PhD in criminology at Washington State University, which is a short drive from the University of Idaho. Chief James Fry of the Moscow Police Department says the investigation is ongoing.
We are still looking for all pieces of evidence, but we are still looking for the weapon. And I will say that we have found an Elantra.
A white Elantra was seen in surveillance video taken on the night of the murders. A law enforcement official says DNA was key in identifying Koberg as a suspect, who's expected to appear at an extradition hearing in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. In his bid to become House Speaker, current House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California discusses plans for the chamber when Republicans gain control next week.
We can't do anything until we elect that speaker. And if you watch, the White House is actually pushing back on our investigations, saying we're not going to give you anything until you get this solved. So we need to be able to move forward with that. Then on the very first day, the first thing we're going to do is repeal the 87,000 IRS agents.
He also said that Republicans would hone in on tightening border control, strengthening the economy, and being tougher on crime. With New Year's Eve fast approaching, New York City Mayor Eric Adams reassuring the public about safety measures during festivities.
The NYPD and our other local public safety apparatus, they're going to have a visible presence, but at the same time, they're going to be among the crowd so that people don't know exactly who's present and who's here.
The NYPD says there will be thousands of law enforcement officers at the ball drop and around the city. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Southwest Airlines still being held accountable for its mass cancellations, despite things looking up for the company. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports from Chicago Midway Airport.
Rows of unclaimed baggage have been moved to another location, and the lines for customer service are no longer wrapping around the room. But that doesn't mean the problems for passengers or the airline are close to being over. That includes for the thousands of people who are still waiting for refunds or trying to track down their bags after being delayed or stranded this past week. Southwest is facing increasing scrutiny from Washington over its holiday meltdown. The Department of Transportation is threatening to issue fines in the tens of thousands of dollars for each case in which the airline doesn't live up to its obligations for reimbursing passengers for cancellations and delays. Some members of Congress want to see the department go even further and look into the billions of taxpayer dollars the airline received in pandemic aid.
Southwest blames outdated technology, making it harder to get things back on track after a disruption. Used car sales on the rise, with prices dropping nearly $3,000 from their February peak. Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble has more from Naperville, Illinois.
According to Cars.com, the average cost of a used vehicle was $23,000 in November, the latest month we have data for. Earlier this year, low new car inventories, driven by pandemic-related computer chip and other parts shortages, led to a used car buying frenzy. Those shortages have improved, but still remain, so the latest Consumer Price Index shows new vehicle prices are still up, even as prices on used cars have fallen. The bad news is interest rates have ticked up about a percentage point on car loans in the past year. The Federal Reserve continues to hike rates to fight inflation.
Number 19 Notre Dame defeating number 20 South Carolina 45-38 in the Gator Bowl. It's the highest scoring game in Gator Bowl history. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.